K-Rock 955, this is The Wash Up. Thanks to Goddings Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialists. AFL Victoria Community Championships action yesterday for the first time in 30 years. The Ballerine and the Geelong District Leagues went head-to-head in the Ballerine League. 11-12-78 over the top of the GDFL. 5-9-39. The coach of the Sharks, Mark Hildebrandt, good enough to join us as he does once a year, every year, to talk about Interleague. Mark, thanks for your time. Firstly, congratulations on the win. Wasn't much of a game of football in the end. Didn't really reach any great heights, is it fair to say?
Nah, thanks, Jamie King. Yeah, it's just a little bit scrappy early. I think we might have kept them to two goals in only three quarters, so it wasn't a real high-scoring game given the conditions, but it is what it is, mate, and the boys had a good win in the end.
You haven't hidden your views in that you obviously had taken the Ballerine up into the inside the top 15. I think you were notionally ranked 14th and eyeing off eventually hoping to get to the top 10. With the way it's been set up this year, that's not going to get you a re-ranking, you wouldn't think. But you're really keen for the Ballerine to be playing against an opponent in a similar ranking and being able to I suppose, yeah, keep climbing that rankings ladder.
Yeah, absolutely, Kingy. I think we had a vision 5 years ago when I took over and brought my team in. We had a vision to have a true representation of the Ballerine Football League, and a goal is to get into the top 10. We're heading that way with the forum now, all the leagues pulling out. I don't know where it's going to go in the future, but that's our plan, that's our vision. So hopefully the kids we're playing now will put us in good stead for the next couple of years anyway.
You had fantastic buy-in. Off the top of my head, there's probably only four or five players that might have slotted comfortably into your side. You had the cream of the crop.
Yeah, well, we had a few, like your Mitch Urbisons, Tim McIntyre, Dale Gleese, they're sort of prime, you know, prime players in the league. They weren't available for all different reasons, but the kids we had in there were absolutely fantastic. Well, we had Zach Wilder, who's 19, and Logan Taylor, who's 18, and Wade McSparran, who's 20. They were probably in our top six, you know. So for those kids to be the best at that level at their age, it puts the whole league and their clubs in good stead for, you know, the future.
Matt Farrelly won the Bull Bennett Medal as best on ground. Usually plays off half-back or in a back pocket for Motowari, but you used him up on a wing yesterday.
Yeah, last year, Kingy played half-back for us, and he was probably one of our best. Just released him a bit on the wing. He actually loves it. You can see he's a very smooth mover, very efficient with his foot skills. And to kick three goals on a wing, it's pretty good. And he's, as you see when he plays, he's got a lot of composure. He's a next-level sort of player. You know, he's really good.
Yeah, and brought out the Shark celebration with each goal as well.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen that for a while, so good to show a bit of confidence the boys got around him, so that's all about. They're a pretty close unit, you know. They've been together for a couple of years now, those boys, so it's good to see. Good to see.
Erskine, Garth and Day, you got the three big key forwards of the competition to play together. How did that work? They kicked six goals between them.
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Like, they all wanted to play, which is absolutely fantastic. Usually if I can get one big forward, I'm pretty happy, but to get the whole three of them, and they were happy to play, whether it was 5 minutes or a whole game, they didn't really care. They played wherever we, you know, some in the ruck, some forward. And they're smart players. They know how to play. And they probably missed a few easy ones too. But they just enjoy being part of it, you know. Like, we haven't played them for 30 years. We might not play them for another 30. I don't know. So they're real happy to be a part of the whole, you know, whole day.
Yeah, John Meeson just showed why he was on a couple of AFL clubs' lists at one stage.
Yeah, he reads the ball really well, doesn't he, King? He sits in the hole really well. Once he started getting his tap work, we got it out of the centre a few times and then, you know, got a bit of a gap on him, but he instigated all that. And I think at the time there, he nearly had a bounce on the wing. How a bloke that big can get that much space is amazing. But he was really good yesterday, mate. So, yeah.
One sign about how much it meant yesterday was Mitch Day's not noted for his forward pressure, but he had a run and chase down on a much more nimble GDFL opponent. And I suppose when you see something like that, you realise how much it means to these blokes to represent the BFL.
Yeah, absolutely, King. He done that. He actually done that a couple of times, and so did Garthy once too. I think I put a pressure on the big boys before the game. I think GDFL were, you know, going to use that because they're big and don't chase out. I said, mate, if one of you guys can pull a tackle off 1.25, it just shows how intense we are and how switched on we are. And they did that. They were really good. They actually surprisingly moved really quick over the first 10. Those big fellas. Yeah.
Only one downside out of there, Dylan Holland, I believe, a dislocated elbow. Have you got an update on how he's pulled up from that?
No, I haven't spoken to him this morning. I left a message. I think it dislocated, but it popped back in. I don't think, hopefully, there's no serious damage. He was pretty confident it just popped back in. It could be sore for a couple of weeks. So, hopefully, he might only miss a week, which would be, you know, a good result for him and Bowen Heads. Yeah.
I suppose that's the only risk within a league, isn't it, that players can get injured representing the competition?
Yeah, absolutely. And you can appreciate why some clubs are a bit reluctant to put their players up, or players are a bit reluctant to play, but he's played several years for us now, Dizzy, and I don't think that'll deter him whatsoever. He loves being a part of it, so yeah.
five games in charge. Will you put your hand up for a sixth for 2020?
Yeah, she's as you probably know, Kingy, she's a handshake agreement with me and the league. If they come and ask me, I'm quite happy to do it again. But if they find if they want someone else, I'm quite happy to them to do whatever they want. But I think very happy to do it again. Like being part of it, and so do me boys. So yeah.
Now, Mark, your passion is infectious for the Ballerine. You've got a great Ballerine crew around you, having the likes of Matty Payne on the bench and Simon McCormack doing the running. You've got some great Ballerine names involved, and it's rubbing off on the boys, and another win under the belt, and hopefully a re-ranking for next year that puts you close to the top 10. Well done on the win, and always great to catch up with you and deal with you through this time of the year.
Thanks, King. Thanks for having me, mate. See ya.